I'm David Brancaccio in New York. U.S. sanctions on Iran go into effect today. President Trump pulled out of the 2015 multinational deal in May. Marketplace's Rima Kreis reports on a paradox here.
The U.S. sanctions ban Iran from buying dollars, trading in gold, steel, or automotive parts. They also punish foreign companies, many European, that trade with Iran. What's the EU countries' take on all this?
Sharply negative. They seem to be united in their opposition to what Trump is doing.
Bill Reinsch is a trade expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says the EU prefers to stick with the Iran nuclear deal and has revived a statute that blocks companies complying with the American sanctions.
If they do business in Iran, they're violating our sanctions. And if they don't do business in Iran, they'll be violating the EU's blocking statute. So they're hosed either way.
Ray Takia with the Council on Foreign Relations says most businesses would prefer to upset the EU than the U.S., go against the American sanctions, and
you will forfeit your access to the American market. Now, that's a pretty big deal.
Because the American market is so much bigger than Iran's. I'm Rima Kreis for Marketplace.